like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Wayne Miller.
And this is It's Movie Time. Wayne, I've always looked for Elysium, where everybody's happy. There's a movie called that.
And I think it was filmed in Upper Arlington.
But the rest of us poor earthlings are down right. in a Mexico City type place.
It takes place in 2154, after the Earth is just a shambles. It's dirty, it's polluted, it's run by a police state, and up in the air, as Entertainment Weekly said, a 1960s Chrysler steering wheel, spinning up in the sky where the wealthy and the rich, the one percenters, and interesting enough, the same year Avatar was set.
Good point. To me, it looked immediately like Kubrick's 2001. And where I found it lacking in my comparison is there is always so much running and fighting that I said, why don't you just have a couple of apes hit each other and then have a monolith and something
or tall blue creatures, you know, riding these reptiles in the sky.
But we know Matt Damon plays the central character. Wants to get up there because he needs help. Everybody in Elysium has its own little health center where it can be cured of anything.
One of the more effective scenes in that whole movie was when the bad guy's face is blown off. His buddies take him in there, throw him in there, and his face gets reconstructed in about 5 seconds. This director, Neil Blomkamp's 2009 movie, District 9, where, once again, nitty-gritty.
For me, the allegory is always the important thing. And District 9 is clearly about apartheid. Now, this one, more broadly allegorical, fits, of course, our times, the haves and the have-nots.
Yeah, the Occupy Wall Street 1% percenters up in the sky living the good life, but also anti-immigration.
Oh, great, yeah.
I could just see fans in Arizona cheering whenever the shuttles of were trying to get to Elysium and the shuttles shot out of the sky.
They're probably like,
doggone it, we ought to have that right on our border here. I wanted to see, geez, what's life going to be like in about 140
years? Don't you think that was one of the real weaknesses, was there was nothing on Elysium, just a few shots. Matt Damon, to me, was durable. He can be a hero with a certain sense of integrity that he gives is really great. Who was the worst actor in that movie?
Oh, poor Jody. You know, my friend that I went to the movie with, she says, Wayne, can you think of the last time Jody made a good movie?
And
I
Jody Foster.
Jody Foster. I couldn't quite believe her character.
She's the Secretary of Defense, a cold fish. Her accent, which is supposed to be French, is the stupidest sounding accent I have ever heard. Helmut Kremling sends a message to us.
Yes.
Remember, he did I'm So Excited last week, but he wanted to remind Wayne and John of the Fritz Lang Metropolis roots.
Yeah, we could see Jody in that role of that robot, you know, walking
yes,
around.
Yes, you're
the
right.
Metropolis.
You're right.
Very good. And I hadn't thought about that whole feeling of the very rich, but then the downtrodden, factory working, wage slaves,
robotic themselves.
Yeah. Like I said, I kept thinking back to District 9, and after I walked out of the movie, I thought I really feel more sympathy towards the aliens in District 9 than I did the poor in this film.
That's right.
And, you know, like they call it, L.A. is now like a Rio de Janeiro brawling slum. And like, what a better place to film it than in Mexico City.
One of the great villains was the hero of District 9.
Yes.
Sholto Copley plays Kruger here in the delightful, sarcastic.
He stole the film from me. And so much different than his hero role in
District
9. Yeah,
completely different.
I felt more for him than I even did the Matt Damon character or his old buddy Fred.
This is a good film. Not a great film, but a good film. What grade would you give it, Wayne?
Well, you know, my friend Audrey, then we went to see it, and I said, you know, John's going to ask me what grade. And I said, I'm kind of between a C plus and a B minus.
Oh, you're good.
And she says, no, it's no better than a C. So, okay, you know, for Audrey, I'm going to go C plus.
Good for you, because I'm B minus, but so close to C plus is the same. We're being a little hard on it, I think, because we're comparing with some very good films. Mm-hmm. 2001, District 9, and so on. But it's a
other futuristic films.
Yes.
And I'm glad Helmut brought up Metropolis,
Metropolis.
Because that's a very close comparison.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.